As we approach the final days of this final period of the Kalpa, the events that occur within the cycle of time become ever more extreme. And the extreme polarities of consciousness become ever more powerful, and the middle range of the spectrum of consciousness becomes weaker. And so the two energies that are becoming emphasized and overwhelming in their influence upon one's psyche are the two primary energies of creation and destruction, the divine and the demonic. Both of these have a powerful pull . The soul is drawn toward the divine, the godly, the good, the pure, the beautiful, the compassionate, the merciful. And the ego is drawn toward the demonic, the aggressive, the angry, the bitter. And the destructive tendencies of the ego are more stimulated into the tendency to act out. Those whose souls are still encased in the ego are prey to those demonic influences, which can easily cause them to lose touch with reality, to enter into a narcissistic trance of egocentricity, and to project demonic feelings and attitudes upon others. The more that this happens, the more imprisoned the soul becomes within the ego, the more unable there is to be awakening and liberation. So it is essential to take refuge with God, with the Almighty Lord, who is the only protector from those demonic energies. And those energies should not be underplayed, underestimated. The power of the demonic is extremely capable of taking over one's mind and wreaking havoc with one's life and the lives of others. There are many here at this ashram who have not yet taken refuge with the Almighty Lord. In fact, who have not yet even had contact with the Lord, even after having been here for quite some time. Rarely even have some had contact with their soul, because they're entirely enmeshed in their ego mind and do not know the divine and therefore cannot benefit from the presence of God in a very powerful way on this holy land. And the energy field of the divine presence is warded off by the ego, which cannot feel those subtle vibrations and prefers its narratives that create sorrow and suffering and blaming and judgment and separation and alienation rather than unity and friendship and cooperation and love and divine fellowship. As the extreme energies become ever more palpable, if one is still in the ego, you will notice that the ego is hardening and it's regressing to its most infantile state, where it is subject to temper tantrums, it's subject to meltdowns, it's subject to every form of psychological disorder, including breaking apart into a psychotic breakdown that is irretrievable. Because the vessels of the consciousness are in their weakest point today. And it is only through taking refuge with God that the strength to overcome those negative forces is given. The armies of the demons are growing larger and stronger every day. But the army of God is stagnant. The army of God is not yet moving its energies upward to shed the ego identity and its habit patterns of lower chakra acting out. And every day it loses more of the power to break free of the egoic identity and for the soul to fully activate itself and liberate itself through surrender to God. And people can see that the ego becomes more dysregulated and it goes through more volatility. So, for example, during a recent holiday, some people got very high on that day. But afterwards, a backlash may have brought some lower and into more darker and more demonic spaces than they were before. Because we cannot depend upon holidays or situations or nice weather or any other temporary phenomena to support our consciousness. We can depend only on the support of God. But to have the support of God, there must be no egocentricity left. We must become fully and completely theocentric. If God is not the center, the heart of your being, the giver of your love and your marching orders in life and determining your destiny, if it is not God who is in that place, that throne of consciousness, then it will be a much darker force that will take over your mind and create narratives that will bring one into ever lower, more dissipated, more anguished states and cause one to make decisions that will be extremely regrettable. So the consciousness must overcome its hardened tendencies through mahabhava, through devotion that is sincere, that is true, that is constant, that keeps the heart always open and always receiving the shakti, the power that comes from the presence of the love of God. Without that love, the current of divine energy will not flow. To attract that energy, to strengthen you, there must be a giving of your love to the source of that energy. That is the covenant that we must make with God. We surrender and we receive the power that liberates us from the delusions of the ego and its suffering and its errors of judgment. And we receive instead wisdom, empowerment, love, purity, humility, goodness, and our lost divine nature fully returned. There's only a very short time to overcome the ego. And if one is not in that state of having overcome the ego, then you must understand that it means that the ego has overcome your soul and has stopped your upward journey to liberation and to that capacity to serve as an angel, which is the prerequisite to graduation from this realm of Maya. If we want to join the ranks of the angels or even to have their protection, we must have shed the demonic tendencies of the ego and we must enter into that silent, spacious consciousness that is open to the highest levels of the ruling power of the universe to enter into our minds and hearts and bodies, to bring forth a new world out of the ruins of this world that is dying. But if we do not go through ego death now, we will not be able to serve as heralds and messengers and co-creators of that new kingdom of heaven that is to come. We must not have any taint of the energy of Kali Yuga left in our psyches, not even a tiny stain of egocentric thought or emotion, if we are to be given the honor of serving God as beings of light, not of matter, beings who are eternal, immortal, and who radiate the splendor of God's infinite beauty. Or else we will be taken over by the ugliness of the egoic mind and brought into great hell realms of sorrow. There is a very important choice that must be made now, decisively, for one side or the other. You cannot be in both boats. They are becoming ever more separate. You must choose entirely the divine or the other side, the dark side, will take you. May you understand that this is being told to you to protect you from those tendencies that you might naively or gullibly believe when the ego mind gives you thoughts that attack another or that create disharmony or that feel entitlements and specialness and superiority that should be recognized by all. Whenever demands are being made for recognition and for power, know that that is the ego's way of colluding with the dark forces that will break and destroy the soul's yearning for union with God. May all choose to be the Lord's favorites, to be the angelic messengers, to abide in the mind that is silent yet filled with light and love and strength and moral courage and free of any limited intention. The reward for this heroic effort of self-overcoming is infinite and priceless. I hope no one will miss out on the gifts of God that are given to those who belong to God. May you gain the peace that comes of giving your life to the highest possible goal of attaining knowledge and ultimate union with the supreme power, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Giver of life. And of all the gifts that life can bring, and may you feel the even deeper peace of that union that unites God and the world as a single whole, and unites the consciousness with God's infinite intelligence. And eternal bliss. And may you know that supreme, joyous peace of being invited to abide on the throne of God. Having completely eliminated any trace of duality or separation, and filled with holiness, return to the source of our being in the fullness of supreme liberation.